This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Okay, here we go. Number one, deer. I think deer are really pretty. Like, I love their eyes. They have these huge, just black eyes, which is like, Alaska has huge black eyes. Like, I love them. But they just have these tiny little, like, mouse brains. Number two, driving in cars. Number three, throwing up in a car. Number four, falling and hitting my teeth. Number five, home intruders. I used to watch a ton of unsolved mysteries, and they would be like, there is a person, and he's still out there. So if you have any information, call this number. And, like, how fucking warped did that make my brain? I would just be convinced that there was someone in the house downstairs. I would be absolutely convinced. I would wake up my mom in the middle of the night, and I'd be like, there's someone in the house. There's someone down there. There was no one in the fucking house. Why would they be in the house? Number six, people talking about me. It was something that was like a crippling anxiety that I had when I was like a kid. And getting over it has been like probably one of the biggest like breakthroughs in my life and why I feel like I'm a happy entire person now. Because hi, like, I'm a drag queen. Like, my job is having people talk about me. We are there for you to pick apart and talk shit about, and then you pay money to come see our shows. Like, that's the trade-off, and I'm okay with that. One of my earliest memories of feeling this, I think we were at, like, a Sunday school. And it was winter and like it was really cold out. I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania. And I got the distinct feeling that these kids in the stairwell were laughing at how puffy my coat was. I felt horrible. I didn't like it. But now I'm like, girl, you better laugh at my puffy coat. I'm fucking warm. Get into this puffiness, honey. Number seven, not having enough time to get ready. Drag is like, there's so much time and preparation and gluing stuff to ourselves. Putting all this stuff on, transforming your face and then the hair and then gluing on stuff to your fingers and your eyeballs and putting in a fake body and like all these things. So like, it's especially terrifying if you're having a dream and they tell you, oh, you have 5 minutes and you have to get ready. Number eight, cockroaches. The cockroach thing is not like, ew, I'm scared of cockroaches. Because, like, I'm not. Like, I've had a journey with cockroaches in the place that I'm currently living in. And there was a journey, there was a moment where, like, they were creeping in, they were encroaching into my home. I became obsessed with, like, killing cockroaches. And I was like killing them or like gassing them or like spraying them. And it was like a war. And then at a certain point, and cannabis was involved, I was like, wait, I don't want to kill anything. I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to cause this harm. And so I stopped. I stopped killing them. And I said, you know what? You guys were probably here before I was. This is as much your place as it is mine. And so if you want to live here, you absolutely can. And I'm not kidding. They left. They vacated the premises. They left. Yes, it's fucking true. Number 9, sending out new material. I'm not scared of people saying, oh, stay in your lane, you're a singer. Because, like, I've always been. And it's what I love about drag is, like, we're allowed to dip our fingers in every single one of the pots, you know. But whenever I send out, like, something I've written or an idea, I feel very much like they're going to come back and be like, this is the fucking stupidest thing I've ever seen. This is terrible. Number 10, dying. I'm planning on living past 90, and I want to still be doing drag even when I'm 90, and I want them to tape my fucking face back and prop me up in the doorway like Mae West. And just getting to the stage, I want a standing ovation, just standing there. But at the same time, I'm also like, well, I mean, if I died like right now, like in a tragic plane crash, like my music would sell so much, you know? My name is Alaska Thunderfuck, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandback, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Quicksand. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.